Hello, hello. If you're listening to this, that means you are one of our wonderful patrons. And today, Jordan and I are going to be reviewing our Chibi Guesses.
Oh, yes, that is true. Man, we're going to see if we actually are getting any better at predicting what's going to happen in these fucking flops.
We actually have now made 99 guesses, Jordan, which is very exciting.
Oh my god, 99! I've been watching Mob Psycho.
And as it stands right now, I am at 35.8% accuracy. Jordan is at 26, but it's never too late for him to catch up.
Nope.
And so today, we are going to be looking at our guesses for Protect Me Shugamaru, Monster Hunter Araj, Duranki, Duran Duran, and Earthchild. To recap, we do 1 point for being right, half a point for being, some of it was right, and 0 points if you're just not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to it. So ready for one of our favorites, Protect Me Shugamaru. Strong candidate for manga we forgot about as soon as we finished reading it.
Yeah, Forget Me Shugamaru.
Yes, so my guess is this series becomes a straight-up battle manga to try and save itself.
No.
No, it has some fights, but it becomes more about Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, it does!
Next is the main character has some sort of magical power. I think that one is kind of true, isn't he? He's kind of like some supernatural, like, super science being, right?
I don't remember enough about this fucking series.
He was like a lab experiment.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like made in a lab and he was part of some science experiment. It was like super weird retcon they did at the very end of the series that was stupid.
Yeah.
Remember, he was like Skull the whole time or something? I don't know.
Right!
I'm gonna give myself
a
0.5.
That was stupid. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Next up, Jordan will like the series more than me. No, we both thought the series sucked.
No, the series fucking blew.
Jordan, yours. Oh god, there's something terrible lurking in Chapter 8 that is going to ruin the entire series for me. Jordan, did Chapter 8 ruin the entire series for you?
I think every single chapter after one ruined the whole series for me. I don't remember. I don't think the issue was in Chapter 8. So yeah.
Oh god. Shugamaru is an ageless internal being like Araki and Keanu Reeves. Do you want half a point? Because he is this weird science being.
Yeah.
And then finally, I don't think they'll defeat Skull. They don't?
They don't.
Good, you get a point, man.
Oh yeah, I'm on the fucking board with a full point, yeah.
Jordan's ahead. Alright, let's see if I can catch up. From Monster Hunter Araj, their master didn't die in a gunpowder incident. That is not true. The gunpowder incident, as far as we know, was straight up just a normal incident. Did not matter. Shiki loses his weapons and loses his confidence, then gets them back really fast. Does not happen. He keeps getting his weapons upgraded for some reason.
Yeah.
Shiki defeats the big bad through the power of friendship. The big bad is just a dragon that they really couldn't be friends with. So, and the other main bad guy was an undercover cop the whole time, which was probably Oh god, I just remembered about that part.
Oh god, that whole manga was just a paycheck.
Yep. From Jordan, Shiki was born under mysterious magical circumstances. I don't think his birth was. He seemed to have some weird wind ability, though.
Yeah.
Iri has a hunting party where her friends died and scared her into never having a party. No, they all went to jail.
That is true. Yeah, yeah. they did go to jail.
And gunpowder mixing. And gunpowder mixing. God, just when you're thinking about this series, like, what the fuck was up with this manga?
What the fuck?
And then gunpowder mixing was important. That is not true. Gunpowder did not matter.
Nope.
All right, moving on to Araki's Duranki. Rest in peace. This series will not have
Araki. Not Araki. Kento Miura. Kentaro Miura.
Sorry, by Tabata.
Yes.
This series will not have a satisfying ending. That is correct. Not a hot take, though. The dad will die. Big sad dad does not die. Her parents disappear after the first chapter. Usopp will learn some sort of magic and forget the science shit. That never happened.
No.
That's actually my first full point, was the not satisfying ending.
Hey.
Usopp is smart, so they'll figure out an invention that lets him use the bow without waiting till they're older. Jordan's right, they invented the crossbow.
Yes.
The dog does not die. That is, I don't even remember what happens to the dog.
That's because the dog doesn't die. You would remember if the dog died.
And Gilgamesh shows up.
Nope.
Moving on to Duran Duran, the main character's dad is a yokai. Incorrect. Their dad does not show up.
Nope.
The main characters will combine into a super form.
Nope.
Unless you count where actually they do have like that weird combination empowerment thing.
No, that's not. I don't think that's what you meant.
I'm thinking like Digimon Tamer style fusion.
Yeah.
The main character will be arrested for teaming up with a yokai and his partner will keep an eye on him so they don't step out of line. I think that is actually what happens.
Maybe? Is that what?
I mean, someone will tell me if that's wrong, but I think that's kind of what happened.
Okay.
Sorry, Kusanagi has drama because he has to fight-
Kusanagi, it's spelled wrong, it's Kusanagi. Yeah.
Kusanagi.
K- Kusanagi.
Kusanagi. I had to transcribe this one from audio. So Kusanagi has drama because he has to fight his human eating instinct. No, he just straight up doesn't eat humans, and it's not really explained.
Yeah.
Samurai Girl will be like side character in Candy Flurry. That is literally what you said, Jordan, and I honestly don't know what you meant by it.
It's not true anyway. She disappears. So
yeah, right? We have her on the missing poster of the cover art.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kusanagi is a legendary Mononoke. That is not true. He's just an average guy, and they really didn't put any thought into why he acted so different.
No.
All right, now we're getting down. Jordan, I think you're going to win this one, man.
Hell yeah.
It's all up to Earthchild if I can catch up. There will be more weird time travel stuff. There is no time travel in the series.
No, there should have been.
Aliens show up. No, Earth itself shows up, but that's not alien.
Aliens probably, again, should have shown up.
Yes. I am right about aliens showing up in the next series, though.
Oh, yeah.
And Risuke turns out to have psychic powers. That is not true. He can help the psychics, but he has none abilities himself. Fuck, I really did terrible this round. And Jordan, though, you think he has to begrudgingly accept that his son must be a white blood cell. He seems to pretty openly accept his place as an Earth child.
Yeah, everybody just kind of takes everything in stride.
Yeah, they're going to be a short growing up montage where the kid becomes old and be a manga character.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that does happen.
Well, it's just there's like a time, because you thought that it was going to be, when you said that, you thought that he was going to be like, become the main character, and there'd be like a montage of him being like 16.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Want a half a point for that?
Yeah.
And then, one of the earthly substances a child must absorb to become an Earth child? Well, that's love. I think I'll give you half a point, because they do that weird holding hands thing to empower the Earth child, so do you want half a point?
I would love half a point. Thank you, Daddy.
Fucking slaughtered me.
Hell yeah.
I only get 2.5 points, but Jordan, for the first time, is our winner with 4.5 points. Jordan, ooh, congrats, man.
Yeah.
That brings your average up to 30%, and you are now only 7.5 points down on the grand total.
Yeah, 30.5. Oh, man, I'm catching up.
Jordan is the big winner of tonight. I don't know how are you going to celebrate?
I'm going to Disneyland.
He's going to Disneyland. Well, and I am going to go have some dinner. So, Jordan, I hope you have a great night. And
thank you.
Patrons, thank you so much for all the wonderful things you do. We're at 40 patrons now, which is crazy, and I absolutely can't believe it.
It is crazy. Thank you so much, everybody. I love you all. I'm going to give you a big smooch on the cheek. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Ow, that hurts. My tongue still hurts. I had tongue surgery. But still, I hurt myself for you, listener. For you.
This is for you.
This is for you. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Yeah.
Beat you to it.
Yeah, you did.
Bye.
Bye.